top of that. It's like, you know, it's like you have to remember to be present. I'm safe. You all want to hear what I got to say. You know, that you're glad to be here. I have to remind myself, you know, that you're not strangers to me. You're a part of me. You know, that I receive from you exactly what I ask for.
That's what scares me.
Yep. I tell you, when I didn't get what I wanted, in a lot of ways, that was easier. Then I had some excuse for not being able to receive. But when it starts showing up and you see that you have this weakened capacity to let yourself receive, it trips you out. Because you're so convinced that you really want it, but it just hasn't shown up. But you know you really want it. You know, it never dawns on you that you're terrified of what you're asking for. And that's why you don't receive it. You're terrified of what you're asking for. That's why you don't receive it. You're terrified of what you're asking for. That's why you don't receive it. You're actually terrified of what you're asking for. That's what the Court says. It's deep. But it makes more sense to me than thinking that I really want something and it just hasn't shown up. Which would you rather be true? That you really want something and it just doesn't show up, or it's not showing up because it would frighten you, which would be a loving thing.
Not showing up.
Yeah, so everything that you're unhappy about is not showing up so it won't frighten you. Everything that you're concerned about is not showing up so it won't frighten you. What you're afraid of is not showing up. Not from God. Not from God. But well, who is it coming up from then? I'm going to play both parts. I have an insane girl, y'all. He's crazy as hell. Insane girl, let me tell you about him. First of all, insane girl thinks he's a body. And he thinks he's a black body from the South who loves to boogie and study the truth and hope that I meet people who love me. And my face is often wet with tears at the injustices that the world would do to somebody who would really only be nice. I only attack just in self-defense because we know in this world, you know, if you're not, if you don't take care of yourself, people just do you in. So I just shot him in self-defense. I never would have shot him if I hadn't had to, because I'm too nice for that. So nice Earl, he always feels like, you know, he's good within an evil world. And he's just, you know, really good, and the other folk got the problem. Things happen to me, and I don't have, and he don't have nothing to do with it. He goes, I'm too nice. Why did that happen to me? It had nothing to do with me. I'm nice. But everybody knows nice people don't get hit by buses. I would beg to differ. Nice people get hit by buses.
Why do nice people get hit by buses?
The reason why nice people get hit by buses is because
Oh yeah.
To believe nothing that I say, to say. You don't have to believe anything I say. You don't have to believe anything I say. You don't have to believe anything I say. You don't have to welcome anything I say. You don't need to welcome anything I say. You might find some of it hard to believe. Well, that stuff is hard to believe. You may hear me say something and go, hard to believe. This is hard to believe. Got it? Everybody just shaking their head like, okay. But when I start talking, you see I mean that. That was our meditation. Eat the hell out of all. Okay. You're on page 216. Got some few extra books up front to loan out. I would like to play a game today. It's called I'm Willing to Hear Something Different.
Okay.
Don't y'all play this game with me. It's called I'm Willing to Hear Something Different. That means the game we're playing is you're open to hearing something that might be different from what you believe.
Yeah.
We're going to play the game like you might be open to hearing something other than what you believe. This is the game we're playing. I might be open to hearing something other than what I believe. I might be open to somebody saying something that I don't necessarily have to agree with. I'm open to that. You don't have to say just what I want to hear. We're going to play that game. I don't have to say what you want to hear. Whew, you might hear something new. So, got that?
Yeah.
You're going, okay, I just want to hear what you got to say. I'm going to let go of what I think you should be saying. All right?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, that would take 28 years of studying the course and seeing my life improve beyond my wildest dreams as a result, and see if I can just give it to you and save you 28 years. If that ain't worth a minimum donation of $5, I don't know what is. If you're going, I got to take out a loan, then you need this class. And I'm going to do it dramatically.
Yay.
Paragraph 6, dramatically. Only appreciation is the appropriate response to your brother. Only appreciation is the appropriate response to another. Only appreciation is the appropriate response to someone else. The only response that's appropriate is appreciation. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're going through right now, appreciate it away. Appreciate it away. To appreciate it away or not to appreciate it away. That is the issue. What should I be thankful to that fool for? I'm glad you asked that. You should be grateful. Now, that's even more grateful. Grateful. I'm grateful for y'all. Y'all grateful for me?
Yeah.
That's right. If you don't appreciate me, you don't appreciate yourself. Because I'm yourself in a chocolate form.
Get it to me, brother.
All right. You need to be grateful to another person for their loving thoughts, and you need to be grateful to another person for their calls and appeals for help. I should be grateful. In other words, let me do the paraphrase, Earl style. I should be grateful for the loving thoughts,
And I should even be grateful for that crazy part of you that I can't stand that makes me mad that I wish would change. I need to be grateful for the part of you that really makes me mad. I need to be grateful for the part of you that worries me, that I don't trust, that I'm suspicious of, that I wonder what the hell you gonna do. I need to be grateful for the loving you and the you that has appeals for help. Because what I just described are your appeals for help. All those things I described that you said, help me, but you see, I'm afraid here, just like you, trying to pretend like I'm not by busying myself with so many things that I never pay attention to what I really think and feel. Don't you see, I'm hiding from myself through my busyness and my plans because I'm afraid of myself. And so I act crazy sometimes, and that's my appeal to help. And the people who really love me, they'll be just as grateful when I'm acting crazy as when I'm acting good. I want somebody that loves me when I'm acting crazy and when I'm acting good. I'm going to be grateful. Earl is nuts today. That's wonderful. Are you really open to hearing something different from what you think and what I think? Okay, yeah. Is this pretty much falling in that category?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to be grateful for somebody's call for help as well as the loving stuff that's coming from. Okay, we can heal that. Okay, what else? Then it says, you know why? Because if I see you as calling for help and calling for love, then it's capable of bringing love into my awareness. If I see it truly, if I look at it truly, whatever you're doing, it can make me aware of love. I want to be able to look at things where anything you all do in my life, it will make me aware of love. I want anything that you do, I don't care what it is, to make me aware of love. See, if this stuff is true about our thoughts being created and then what we believe is what we manifest, then we need a whole new set of thoughts, and we got to stop pretending that's not true unless you really don't believe it. Because there's no way you can say you believe your thoughts are created and want to keep the thoughts you got.
That's true.
Nobody who believes thoughts are created really wants to keep the thoughts that we have of fear and upset and worry. Once you get your thoughts are created, why in the world would you still worry? You just choose another thought. Telling you that worry is bringing you something of greater value than your worry, and you think your worry is a small price to pay for something of greater value. So your suffering is just a small price you think you're paying for something that's going to give you more than that. And I'm here to tell you that your suffering isn't going to give you anything. That's why you don't like me. I'm here to tell you your suffering is not going to gain you nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing.
Is this different from what you normally
do? Is this an example of coming from a little bit of a different place? What? Yeah, because as long as you think you're as bad as suffering, you're going to keep creating it for yourself so that you can be a better person. You don't have to suffer. Don't get mad at me because I tell you you don't have to suffer. If we weren't crazy, we'd be cheering.
I
say, you don't deserve to be suffering. And we go, yes, I do. My suffering does serve a purpose. What do you mean? Don't tell me I've wasted all my life. So, if we were hearing this correctly, it would say we would be grateful for even those thoughts. And we let those thoughts make us feel good. Okay? Okay, that's okay. Here's another. Because if thought is created, we need some new thoughts. What could be a better thought than anything that anyone does brings you to awareness of love? That's a thought. That's a high-quality, primo thought.
Yeah.
That's not the regular kind. This is not the thought you get on a sale day. This is not a discount thought. This is full-fledged, kick-butt, cool thought. No matter what anybody thinks or does, I become more aware of love. That's what this book is saying. I'm just reading right out the book. Now, where does my strain come from? Where does my strain come from? I go through so much strain. Where is that strain coming from? Where is it coming from? Well, I put the Holy Spirit talk to my. That was crazy. Oh, no, I won't do that. And being you're saying, they'll go, oh, okay. I tell you, where all your strain comes from. Where? Who where? Your strain is coming from all the attempts you're making to not practice the truth you've been living and hearing about. What? All your strain is coming from your attempts to deny the truth and not be loving. All your strain is coming from your attempts not to see what people are doing as a call for love, but as an attack on you. All your strain is coming from your attempts not to do what you read about. All of your strain is coming from not doing what you know to be the truth. All of your strain is coming from you not doing what you really know to be the truth for yourself. All of your strain is not coming from the deals. It's not coming from the mate. It's not coming from the failed job. It's coming from the refusal to apply your truth to yourself. Notice I didn't say my truth. I said your truth. That means I'm not trying to control your mind. There is no mind to be controlled. Haven't you noticed?
Uh-huh.
You can't control your mind. You think your mind is out of control. God told me to tell y'all that you needed to give your mind back to God in the condition in which it was issued.
Good way.
Look, God take recycled mind. Yes, God will use a recycled mind and use it for the tool of the awareness of love. Oh, cool. Use me as a tool for the awareness of love. That's what I told a girl last night when I met her. I said, hey. Willing to use me as a tool for the awareness of love tonight? Of course, the truth works in any situation, so I figured either she was going to do it or scream. Anyway, it went, I would have known what was up. And they said, yes. And I'm not going to tell you what that means. Some people think it means physical things. Some people think it means emotional, spiritual things. But just project your most fun thought on me. And y'all, we closed the deal. What's the point of being a loving being if there's nobody for you to share it with because people can't stand you? What fun is it when people can't stand you because you can't stand nobody, so nobody can stand you back? You know, what fun is it in a world like that? It's not no fun, is it? So let me go to the next part of this. Okay. All right. Now with me? So what do you say? Could I please be a tool for the awareness of love in your life?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And those who say no, they still are going to make me aware of love. Because everything in my life is used for the awareness of love. Woo-hoo. You hate me. Oh, I'm more aware of love now. Yeah, oh, thank you. What? I hate you. I know, but that's what's making me more aware of love, because I know you are showing me out of the goodness of your heart what love is not. Thank you for showing me what love is not. Then I can recognize love. Thank you for showing me what love is not. Thank you for showing me what love is not. Thank you for showing me what love is not. Thank you for showing me what love is not. Thank you for showing me what love isn't. Thank you for showing me what love isn't. It's not attack. It's not possession. It's not limitation. It's not fear. It's not insecurity. We know what love is not. Love, not. Not specialness. I need to know what it's not. He said, oh, in that case, you all hit the jackpot. So you all in a world where everything is not. So now you see it clearly. Take a look around. We created it. Ah, you're in a world of not. I'm in a land of not. Love is not happening, money ain't happening, sex ain't happening, food is not even happening. Nothing's happening. I'm in the land of not. What's missing? What's not there? I know what it looks like now. Thank you. It was a nice tour, but get me the hell out. I'm not going to condemn the land of not. Because if I condemn it, it's like glue to keep me there. Because I got to see it correctly, which means somehow it's got to make me aware of love. If it doesn't make me aware of love, how can I get out? Because love is what frees me, not more fear. Love is powerful. I know we think love is kind of wimpy because of the version we've had. Our version of love is kind of pitiful. But That doesn't mean that real love is pitiful as our version of love is. Because my version of love is this. Worship me! Do what I say! Thank you. And if you don't, and if you go, I'm gonna take me away. Please do.
Take me away.
I'm gonna leave you. Please.
Speaks to personality that happens there for the first time. Like the first time you have your awakening, which is where you meet a person just the opposite of yourself. And then they said something to you that's just the opposite of what you would have experienced and thought you were going to, it freaks you out. You know, it's like they go, thank you. You love me so much that you would take yourself away from around me if you were not going to treat me right and you thought you might attack me. You're going to actually get in your car and you're going to go. You made me awareness of love. Can I help you pack? You freak out. You were better than to say, no, I'll change so that you won't leave me. And it goes, thank you for wanting to leave me. Freaks you out. Your ego just shatters into a million pieces right there. You're free from your ego in that very moment. But they say, just the opposite of what you expected. You better do what I say, or else I'm not going to do the you know, and they go, oh, wow. Thank you for letting me see what I need to let go of. You. I love you. I wish you joy. I wish you happiness. I wish you to have somebody with the same level of consciousness as you are. I wish y'all to appreciate each other tremendously. I want you to have presents and gifts and trips and everything. That way you release somebody that's not good for you. And it ensures pretty much they're not going to come back. Until they love you. And when they love you, you don't mind them showing up. You're just afraid that same old person come back. That's why we don't want to forgive people. We think we have to have lunch with them. If I forgive you, I got to call you. I don't want to talk to you. So I keep a grievance going, so I have an excuse not to call you. Keep, man.
What else are you talking about? What's in your name?
See? Exactly. You know, I thought I was open-minded until I was around somebody that was free. This is the thing, I was so open-minded until I was actually around a person that was free. He would actually do something that I didn't expect because I had the universe completely controlled by my mind. I knew how everything was and how everything should be. How dare you break the rules that I've set for your life? You selfish dog, you. How dare you think about your own happiness instead of mine? I'm leaving you. Great! Where are you going? I love that idea. Thank you. You freak out. You freak out, your ego will be shattered into a million bits and pieces and you'll be saved. You'll never be the same. You'll wake up. The people that's letting you think you're in control of them are not doing you any favor. But you're going to be so shocked when somebody breaks your rules for what is. You're going to find out one day you've been obeying laws that you made up. Don't have nothing to do with reality at all. I like that kind of laugh. Don't you like the moo? Cool, do it with my cat. How many of you like diabolical laughter? You gotta have a different kind of laugh. You can't have that same old regular laughter. Do you have dull laughter? Even my laughter is dull. If I can't laugh, I can't get this stuff out, so. I had the spirit to pull my top off, and then I realized I would have went to jail. I love when spirits speak to you before you do something stupid.
Hey, oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Do not pull black man pull shirt off in church and pull off.
Put the white folk. You know that's going to be all over you.
When there are women in the audience, oh, no. I love the race game. That's a really fun one, you know. Yeah. The race game is so funny. Okay. I'm a different color, so therefore I am really different. Now, who can tell me where that strain comes from?
Because you're not doing what you read.
Tell it to you, Judy. Because what?
You're not doing what you read.
I am not doing what I read. Isn't that a powerful statement? I am not doing what I read. That's why I had it straight. I got all this stuff in my mind that I know I should be thinking and doing and applying, but I'm not doing it, and so it gives us strain because it's like a burden that you carry it around. And so then the truth that was supposed to help you becomes more of a burden when you don't use it. Not only that, does it become a burden? Because you know I only do it, but really not do it. I know I should forgive. I wouldn't give it to you. Oh, I'll never make it home. No, you're not taking your truth to beat yourself up. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, taking
your truth to beat yourself up. Having some idealized image of what you're supposed to be like that you're not looking up to. Your spiritual ego is kicking your butt if you've been studying the truth for a while, but you're not practicing nothing you read. That's where your strain is coming from.
Amen.
That's where your strain is coming from. Having the answer and not using it. Having the answer and not using it takes the form of lack of money to pay your bills, takes the form of disease and illnesses and accidents and negative situations and relationships that crucify you. That's just the appearance that the thought takes of not applying your truth to you. Yeah. And I said your truth. Notice I didn't say the course. That's my path. But whatever your path is, the same laws apply. That's why sometimes people say ignorance is bliss, because if I don't think I know, then I got all the excuses in the world for not doing it. I just didn't know. But then here I am getting all enlightened and reading and studying and going to workshops and stuff and still think I'm going to be able to act the same way. It doesn't work that way. But the minute you apply one of your ideas, it will lead you to the truth of all of your ideas, and in an instant your mind will shift and you will produce another world for yourself that's unlike the one you were in as night from day, and you will love this one.
Oh my God.
But it doesn't happen until you apply your truth. Thank you. I don't mind appreciation at whatever point. I'm real good at silent appreciation. So now it would be great to hear the other cat.
Thank you.
So don't hold back. Because you know what happened to it. I will give you more.
Ooh, baby.
That's right. You appreciate me, I will give you more. It works for me just like you. You think you enjoy me now? You haven't seen the Earl you see with a few cheers. A real cheer, right? Because the real cheer is the one that comes spontaneously out of the love and the connection you feel in that moment.
Yeah.
But I think some practice sessions. I just do one cheer. One, two, three. One, two, three. Just have to be more inspirational. So how simple is God's plan for your peace? How simple is it? Here it goes. Real simple. It's so simple that it's so simple that it's simple. Here it goes. There is but one response. That's the plan. What are we going to do the rest of the hour? Anybody got any cards? Okay, I said, it totally went zip. He says, Dad, you want to have a simple plan. I want a simple plan. I'm glad he's coming. Okay, I'm going to give you a simple plan, girl. There is only one response I want you to have. One response to reality. I just want you to have one response to reality. Because when you're dealing with reality, you can always tell, because reality evokes no conflict at all. If it's real, you're not in conflict.
Wow.
If it's real, you are not in conflict. There's only one response to reality. See, that's deep. That's just one. It's like my mind goes, no! If it's not, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'll see another statement from the truth that will save you from the course. Your understanding is not a necessary contribution to the truth. Your understanding doesn't make the truth true. Your understanding has nothing to do with the power of the truth. Your understanding is totally unnecessary. Okay, so that means I don't have to understand what he just said when he said it's just only one response. Yeah, you don't have to understand that reality evokes no conflict at all. You just have to remember that love doesn't evoke any conflict at all. What does that mean? I'm in conflict, love ain't happening. I'm in conflict, this is not real. I'm in conflict, there's something I need to see about. I'm in conflict, this is deceptive. I'm in conflict, this isn't true. So I need to ask for another way to look at this. Why? I'm in conflict, and reality and love and the truth could never evoke conflict. And I'm still in conflict, so whatever I'm dealing with is not real. I'm deceived some kind of way. There's something about this that I don't understand, that I don't know. Why? Because I am in conflict. And love would never make me feel fear and conflict. Something that's real, something that comes from a God, and love would never make me feel afraid. So I must be in conflict. I must be dealing with something that's not real. So that's all you have to do, is remember that. Just have one response to have the new world. God doesn't change his mind about reality because reality doesn't change. What? Oh, this is deep, man. If you are in a conflicted, divided state right now, then it means your interpretations are meaningless. If you're in fear and conflict right now, your interpretations of the situation are meaningless. If you're in conflict right now, your interpretations of that situation are meaningless. If you're in conflict with a person right now, your interpretations about that situation and your perception of that situation doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. You have a meaningless interpretation of your situation if you're feeling conflict about it right now. You're using an interpretation that's meaningless. So you need an interpretation that's consistently true, because your interpretations are constantly changing, and so your loving self, the part of you that loves you, is going to give you these new interpretations because they are for you. Do not attempt to help a person in your own way. Do not attempt to help a person in your own way. Don't attempt to help a person in your own way. Don't attempt to help a person in the way you figure out they need help. Don't attempt to help a person your way. Don't attempt to help a person your way. Don't make up what you think is best for a person to attempt to help that person. Don't attempt to help a person your way. Don't attempt to help a person your way, because you can't help yourself. That's what this book is saying. Do not attempt to help a brother in your way, because you cannot help yourself. I mean, that sounds nice. I said again, don't try to help me when you can't even help you. That's deep. Said, don't try to help me, you can't even help you. You still trying to get your act together. You know? But you're going to help me get my act together. Of course, stop it. Stop trying to help people. Well, damn, I got that covered. This must be my path. A path where you don't help people? That's our path. Come on now. Y'all know we're not the biggest helpers around. There's quite a few people that don't get our help. So we're on the path for people who don't help.
But some people do need help.
But you're not the one to help them. I don't tell people that need help. I said, don't you try to help me in your way. Don't try to help me in your way.
I'll try to help you, but my mother needs my help. And she appreciates my help. So
don't try to help a person in your way. That's all I'm saying. Don't try to help a person in your way. It has nothing to do with the other stuff. Don't try to help a person in your own way. And you don't know what's best for me.
Well, I know that.
Okay, no, you don't. And if you knew that, you'd be in total peace and bliss. You'd be floating around the room. You'd be out of here. You know, none of us know the damn thing. And I'm only talking because I'm giving you advice for somebody else.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with me being different from you either.
Right.
I'm just the spokesperson. But we need to let go of that idea that we know something. You don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. This book is saying, unless you are happy, unless you are loving, unless you have no fear, you don't know nothing. And you need to start realizing that. So you can be helped. All of our anger and resentment comes from receiving the answer in a different way than the one we made up. We make up our mind about what's supposed to happen, and then we ask God. Then we get an answer that's different from what we made up, and we don't do it, and we don't like it. I don't know anything. I certainly don't know I need to be grateful to you for whatever responses that you make to me. And I'm supposed to see that as you're making me the wearer of love. I think you've attacked me, and I'm trying to think the best way to get you back. I got some attack on the man. I don't want to hear seeing what you do as a call for love. I want to smack you upside your head. How can I do that if I see it as a call for love? So I got to never see it as a call for love if I want to attack everybody in my life. So if I don't want to see it as a call for love, I'm just a person who likes to hurt myself and hurt people. And I don't want to stop. And I'd have to stop if I saw it as a call for love. But if I could see it like you did something to me, then I could take you out and feel okay about it. And that's what I like. I'm an attack creature. I love attack. But just like any creature that has to trap its prey, I'll hide it behind. Hello. How you doing? It's like one of them plants that deceive you till you get close to each other. That's where we are. Come on in. I got some scripts for you, but you don't know it, buddy. All right. You did a script just right. You might get my money. The Court says, at some point you realize that just wanting to give somebody your body is a sign that they don't mean anything to you. That is deep! I went, what? He said, yeah. You can one day realize that you're so great that the body is going to be completely insignificant compared to what you really are. And I said, no! That's what Holy Spirit said, yeah, man. That's the Holy Spirit said, yeah, man. He said, you're going to experience something so much better. It's not that you're being denied that experience. It just will be light in comparison to what you're going to experience. And it can include that too. And you'll enjoy it more than you ever have before because you won't feel guilty about it. So you'll let yourself thoroughly enjoy it and move on to something even greater. Because the way you move on to something greater, you thoroughly enjoy what you have. And then it just automatically opens the door to something better. So you want also all the time you want to try to remember a way of looking at things that allows more love to enter into your awareness. And so if I see everything you do as love or call for love, then it's reminding me of love. So all day long I'm hearing love, love, call for love, call for love, love, call for love, love, call for love, love, call for love, love, call for love. So really all I'm hearing is love, 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 love. My thought is created. Love, 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 love. Love, so I'm using everything around me to bring more love to me, and I end up being out of the world that I perceived the pain in the first place because there's no more in my own mind, and I'm out of here. That's how you do it. So it has nothing to do with whether or not that person deserved you seeing it as a call for love. You're doing it because you know you want to be reminded of love, and you know thoughts are created, and therefore you'll create more love in your life. It won't have nothing to do with what the person did to you in the fourth grade. That'll be the last thing you're concerned about. You just want to make it a prayer so you can receive what you want. Unless you love the attack, 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 attack. That's why I don't want to see it this way, Earl, because I got to get him back. So I got to get him back, man. I'll do this. I got my last attack. So that's okay. Y'all might have your last attack. Y'all might be up to your last attack. If you are.
Millions of years and millions of lifetimes to get down to the point that you only wanted to kick one person's ass.
I don't acknowledge you for that.
It could be the whole world Now I'm down to about two people. I just
you know those two people. Yeah. And no matter what, you could have the possibility to have unlimited wealth and abundance for the rest of your life and eternal life and happiness and your perfect soulmate. But no! We got to get them back. And that's what we do. So the whole universe, there'll be a good going, trying to get to you, trying to get to you. No! You took my job. No! You took my man. Oh, you're good. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you. No! You wasn't a good boss. That's how when you change your mind, it happens like a flood of good. Because you've been holding back that dam for so long. And I'm not going to let you forget it. I don't care how hard you try to forget how cool you are. I'm going to still keep telling you you deserve more than you think you deserve. And he's going to make you distrust me. You're going to say, this dude might have some kind of game going down because he's saying something about me that's better than I do believe about me. And people who think things that are more than what I believe about me, I don't trust them a minute. Because I am the one who determines what is real. Then I say, your love isn't, because I'm not capable of it. So when love comes at you, you're going to probably be very suspicious. Because when fear comes at you, you go, come on, baby! See, that's what you tell them. Come on, baby! Then later on, you're going, get away from me! Get away from me! Okay, that was fear, but you thought it was love. When love showed up, it frightened you, and you ran the other way. Because you didn't recognize it, and it showed up over and over in your life, all through your life, all the time, and you didn't see it. Mm-hmm. You actually ran away from it. Mm-hmm. That was the point. That was the one. It's too good to be true. This couldn't be. I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And see, love waits on welcome, not on time. That's why you can have it today. See, if it's real, you don't have to plan 100 years before you can experience it. If it's real, you can have it now. If you can't have it now, it ain't real. It's going to disappoint you one day. It's going to hurt your feelings. So what's real? What I can do now? What can I do now, you? So all of you, do me now.
I've been saying that for a while.
Do me now. If it's a real do me, you can do it right now.
Right.
Right now. Without doing anything with your body and me doing anything with my body. Right. If it's real, we can do it right now. Anything else is an illusion.
Right.
So let's do it. Okay. Wow. Oh. Damn. Yeah, you do it good. Oh. Right. Thank you. Oh. And I can have it any time, no matter where we are, because it's real.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. If it's real, you can have it right now. You can't have it right now. It's not real. Because if you can't have it right now, then you're going to have to hold on to it because you think it's going to be gone one day. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to become a source of fear because you're going to be trying to hold on to it and making sure nobody else get it. Mm-hmm. So you want what you can have right now. And what we can have right now is us doing it together on the truth like we're doing right now. So we're really doing something real right now. And the purpose of your relationship is to have people in your life to remind you of the truth and don't have you forget it. See, all the loving and all the stuff we worry about and all the manuals we read and all the stuff we do to try to become better human beings, you just naturally do that once you remember who you are. It's like a side effect of your own self-love is that you start to do the things that you need to do automatically that takes care of you at a human level. And you'll no longer be concerned with your human needs because they'll be automatically taken care of because your mind is so loving of itself that even down to the physical level, it gives itself ease and harmony and safety. It starts with just having one response to reality, which is to say, I need to be grateful for whatever's going on right now in my life because it could be a tool to bring me to the awareness of love. This could be a tool to bring me to the awareness of happiness. Let this be a tool to bring me to the awareness of my abundance and my prosperity and my happiness and my joy. Let this situation be used to wake me up. Let this situation be used to bring more love into my life. That's the one response to reality that's necessary to completely change and transform your life now.
Wow.
That's it. One response to reality. One response. One response. Mm-hmm. So how do I do that in the practical everyday world? Well, something comes up, then I go, hey, this is love, or this is either love or call for love, and it's taking the form of my boss didn't give me a good evaluation, and I need to talk to him about that. See, say the effect after you tell the truth about it. This is a call for love, but it's taking the form of, I don't know how I'm going to pay my credit card. This is a call for help that's taking the form of blah, 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 blah. This is my call for God that's taking the form of that way you get a chance to relate to what you think of as your human situation while telling yourself the truth that will transform it for real, because your strain is coming from not saying this is a call for love.
Right.
That's your strain.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know that. That's why you know it now. Because now that you know it, you can't pretend ever again that you don't know the real cause of any pain you're going through. It's not your boyfriend, it's not your girlfriend, it's not your boss, and it's not your body. It is your refusal to practice the truth that you yourself know.
What?
And it takes the form of the physical things that you go through. And as long as you think it's the physical things, you are deceiving yourself about the real cause of your pain, and that's why it doesn't go away. It just changes appearances and keep coming back. Because when you truly, the Course says, when you truly heal something, you don't have to do it but once. But if you have to do it again, it never was. I went, that makes too much sense. Let me close this book. I'm not used to listening to nothing that makes sense. And that made sense, didn't it?
Yeah.
It makes sense to us that if you love me and I love you, we should be safe with each other. That makes sense to me. So we are capable of hearing the truth and getting it. We just don't ever hear it. And we must not wait on anybody else. You have to give it to yourself so you can have it. Give it to yourself and you'll have it. Because out here is a reflection of what you give into yourself. Give it to yourself and you will have it out here. Give it to yourself and you will have it out there. Give it to yourself and you will have it out there. Give it to yourself and you will have it out there. You'll have it out there when you give it to yourself. But if you're not giving it to yourself, you're not going to have it out there. And what could be easier than giving to yourself when everybody is yourself? So everything you give, you're giving to a self that is yourself, and it increases your store so fast it blows your mind. And you won't have more than you can handle. So the people who think wealth is just a lot of money, they don't realize that wealth is having no cares, no anxieties, and being perfectly calm and peaceful and fulfilled all the time. And everything you need is there when you need it, not more than you need. That would be something that you'd be concerned with instead of playing. That's not something that interferes with play. We came to play. I told you, it's like a group of people going to Hawaii on vacation for a month and then go work for the temporary services. You didn't go to Hawaii to get a job. You went to Hawaii to go, but you got there, got to feeling guilty about something, you ain't got a job. You said, that's what we've done here. We're so guilty and afraid, we're working on our vacation. It's supposed to be a creative vacation where you practice your ability to manifest anything that your heart desires endlessly and joyfully and innocently. We're in a manifestation workshop of God. That's us. We look God trying to get hold of our power and learn how to use it. Then we introduce guilt and sin into the whole process and then jam the whole thing up. Thank you very much. I'm finished right now. All right. Praise the arrow. Would you take a bow? Sing, Earl. You can see the cake, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So we're going to do the love offering. And whatever you give is going to make me more aware of love. Oh, Lord. If an announcement needs to be made, this is the time. One response.
Everything's a call for love.
Here's what I heard.
Okay, what did you hear?
Okay,
hold it. Everybody tune in.
Here's what I heard.
Is that
maybe,
I don't.
Maybe, I love your enthusiasm.
I read all this, and then I don't do it.
What?
I read all of this, and then I don't do it.
Yeah.
One more time.
I read all of this, and then I don't do it.
Oh, what you saying?
I read all of this, and then I don't.
And what does that produce?
That's the code name for strange.
Oh.
Okay, so what I'm going to do before we go out into the lab, and as you can see, I'm available for sessions and stuff like that, is what I've learned from the course, it's better to get one or two thoughts and remember them than to hear a lot of thoughts and forget them. So what I'm going to do for the next 5 minutes is I'm going to try to repeat this and hammer this in that we heard today every way I possibly can for 5 minutes. You take with you one sentence. I like, for me today, too, the one about reality evokes no conflict at all, and that if I'm in conflict, it must not be real, it must not be true, it's something I'm missing. Why? Because I'm miserable, I'm not happy, I couldn't possibly be seeing things through the eyes of God, I couldn't possibly be seeing things correctly, I couldn't possibly be seeing things through clarity and vision and truth and be unhappy in any way. And that's all you need to remember to tell when you're fooling yourself about anything. And that's just too simple. I'm going to have to forget that. I'm going to have to forget that. Because that just blows my... I can never pretend that I don't know when my perception is wrong now. All the time. Based on that definition, my perception is pretty much wrong all the time. Doesn't that explain something to you? And where you're seeing all that love in your life now, where you're seeing some cool stuff where you used to not see cool stuff, those are those glimpses. The truth is beginning to break through your bubble now. There's a few little holes in your dam. The good is beginning to trickle in and come through because you know what? Things look better than they used to be, though. You know?
Yeah.
I got a 2% an hour raise. You know, I'd be thankful for every little bit, but that's the clue. That's the clue. So I order all good to take the form that would be most fulfilling to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I wanted to come back to you in comparison to a candle flame and the sun.
Wow.
One more time. One more time. Okay. Now, so what we're going to do about 2 minutes, 3 minutes now, we're just going to be in the present, and I want you to become conscious of your body. Come on, conscious of your body. All right, not in class.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to ask you to just breathe. And don't think through this. Let's get out of the head before we go out to the world. Appreciation is an appropriate response to your brother. I appreciate you. I say, I appreciate you. So gratitude is due to the people in your life for both their loving thoughts and their fearful thoughts. You know why? Because those thoughts are always reminding you of love. When they're acting insane or afraid, they can be used to remind you of love. You can go, wow, that's a call for love. That's a call for God. That's a call for love. So that means you're saying out to the universe, love helps God, helps love, love helps God, God, love helps God, God, love helps God, God, love, love. Now, see what I'm saying? So what you really do, and you say you believe all is created, and you say you believe that what you focus on is what you manifest, right? And all day long, all your mind is hearing, love, God, help, God, love, 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 help, love, love. So can you imagine what they're coming to you? Now, if a level of the body might look like somebody saying something that upsets you or doing something that upsets you, or it may look like a situation that you're worried about right now, but don't be fooled by the form make it real? She's just going to say three words for a minute or so, those who feel like it. The three words are, I appreciate you. Have to go and hand your hand for them. I know it's scary. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Love you.